Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number, 564-1290, or visit radiorealestate.com. Radiorealestate.com. You can search MLS listings throughout California or listen to past programs, or call me at 452-2428, 452-CHAT, after the program. Joining me is a fellow, Alec Newcomb. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. You're out of where?
I'm out of Vermont.
Oh, you're out of Vermont?
Yeah.
But the main company, is the company called HouseNeeds.com? Or is it...
The company's called HouseNeeds.com, and we sell to folks all over the United States and Canada.
Now, for some reason, I spoke to a fellow with you guys. His name was Gil. I don't know why I thought you guys were like in the Midwest. Is everyone in Vermont?
Everybody's in Vermont. Yep.
We
operate out of a small ski town.
We just got off the phone with someone out near another small ski town.
Yeah, so that was our choice. We could have located anywhere, but we all like to ski, so.
Well, this kind of, did you used to play professional tennis?
No.
You
but
related
a lot of
to
folks
that?
Asked that because of my last name, yeah.
Newcomb?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I ran into you. I was doing, found your company because I was doing some research on tankless water heaters. And why don't we start there?
Sure. That's one of the major product lines that we sell is tankless water heaters, and there has been a lot of growing interest about that product. You know, the rest of the world, you know, if you visit Europe or if you visit Asia, most folks heat with a tankless water heater. And suddenly, because U.S. energy prices have increased so dramatically, there's a lot more interest. Another big thing that happened is the federal government is giving rebates this tax year and next tax year. You can get $300 back on your federal taxes, which has even increased people's interest about tankless water heaters. And so we get lots of inquiries like from folks like yourself, you know, saying, hey, how does this work? Can I put it in my home? You know, and I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there. It's really a pretty easy thing to do, especially in the California climate where, you know, you can put these units outside. So it's a pretty simple retrofit. And in new construction, it makes lots and lots of sense.
I know a lot of people are going that way. I have some real good friends from South America. What's the name of their country? Not Cafe Buenos Aires. Where's that?
Argentina. Yep.
And this guy's kind of my little fix-it guy. And, you know, I was talking to him about it, and he said, well, what are you talking about? You know, we've had it there for 20, 30 years.
That is correct, yeah.
So is it just, it's just remarkable to me, well, to discuss, you know, why someone should get this and what it's all about. But I want to go back to the $300 rebate. I know I just sold my old refrigerator for $50 or $35 to Con Ed or the Edison Company. And I know that Energy Star products you can buy, like dryers and clothes dryers and different things, there's rebates there. Now, is this known as Energy Star? Or is this direct from the feds? How do we find out about
it? It's direct from the feds, and basically what it is a income tax credit. And so you claim the credit on your federal income taxes at the end of the year. So you just, you know, hold on to your receipts. And for 2006 and 2007, representatives thought it was a good idea, got passed as part of the energy bill. And you can get more information about it at www.energy.gov, tax breaks. And you can read, they passed a whole bunch of stuff, and tankless water heaters is part of that. And what it is for any gas, basically, in same as in Title 24 for you guys in California, they really don't like electric. There is electric tankless water heaters, and lots of folks use them, but the rebates only apply to gas appliances because they're deemed a lot more efficient.
It's always amazed me with all these, you know, these the companies that sell us this utility is always trying to tell us how to conserve it. You know, it's kind of like if I was selling hot dogs, I'm not going to tell you how to eat less hot dogs. I'm going to try to figure out a way to get you to eat more hot dogs. And
yeah,
I'm always impressed with that.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And I think it's just because, you know, our demand is just outstripping our ability to supply it. So, you know, that's just how the government steps in and says, hey, you know, let's see if we can change some consumer behavior.
All right, now this website, energy.gov, and is it /tax breaks.htm,
or you can also on our site, www.houseneeds.com, we also have a bunch of information as well.
links to that. So energy.gov/taxbreaks.htm?
That is correct.
Well, okay, I got it. I got it. Maybe I can put it up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very cool because, and just to add to your comment about, you know, how great they are, and then we'll talk about why they're great, but and how easy they are, and how our climate in California particularly is conducive and putting them outside. Or I know a home inspector, a friend of mine, just hung it in his attic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a very common installation.
You know, and you could either punch right out at the hole. If you guys can imagine those simple gas heaters that some people have just hooked on the wall in their living room, and they vent directly out. They just have a little hole punched out. And after talking to Gil, I found out that the side vent or the direct vent, whatever you call that, you know, is not some big, ugly, you know, foot diameter, unattractive little thing. It's a small stainless.
Right. It's a three inch. They're basically 3 and 4 inch stainless.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yep.
And but the one thing I wanted to add in doing some research is that you know, you want to find someone who's put these in, you know, many times before.
Yes, you definitely want a professional, you know, to install this. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, do-it-yourselfers can do, like roughing in, you know, but anytime you're dealing with a gas appliance, you want someone with a gas license to be installing that.
Right. And there's a lot of do-it-yourself people who could do a lot of research, and your website will help educate people.
Mm-hmm.
on what you have to do. I mean, the amount of information on your website and the specs and the details, and ultimately, you know, to make certain, and you can check with the gas company that your gas line and the diameter is going to be sufficient. And it's just remarkable at houseneeds.com how much free information you can get. And at the same time, you might find through, you know, a variety of inventory there, you might want to buy something.
Yeah, I mean, our belief is, you know, educating, you know, you is the most important thing that we do. And then a lot of folks come to us, you know, and they don't buy anything, you know, this time. But, you know, they do another house, or they do an addition, or they're fixing up their in-laws' house or something like that. You know, we come from that perspective that education can make a difference and, you know, doesn't need to be a hard sell.
Now, $300 is a lot of money because the one I was looking at, the Takagi TK1, I think it is. It sells somewhere. What's the ballpark price?
Yeah, you're going to see that for like $825. And, you know, you can start, you know, a base Takagi, we sell for $525. And then you're looking at a $300 rebate. That's for the unit. And then depending if you go outside.
Yeah, but that's for the junior.
That's correct. That's for the junior.
But that's going to be for very limited applications.
Yeah, I mean
that's
for traditional. What we typically say is a TK Junior would replace like a 40-gallon water heater. If you have a larger, you know, larger than 40 gallons, or if, you know, you regularly run two showers, then you're looking at a TK2 or a Bosch 250SX, you know.
How about that, the TM1?
The TM1 would be for three showers.
Right. Now, I want to get this clear. Everyone listening, you don't have to, you know all these numbers and all this different thing, but I did speak to a couple of professional plumbers, and one guy was really promoting the TM. We won with the Big Mama for the three, even though it was just a two-bath home. Because a lot of guys, you know, they figure, hey, overkill, you're not going to call them back and complain that it's not delivering.
Correct. And that's very common that folks oversize.
I'm sorry?
It's very common that folks oversize.
What now? That one would sell for approximately how much?
You'll see that for about $1,500.
$1,500. So right. And now in talking to the home inspector, and then another guy who's a kind of a contractor guy, they just put in the one, the TK1. They have 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've been working it. They've got kids or whatever, and they're working fine. I'm not an expert on this, but I would, if you had a 1-bath apartment or studio or a guest house, I would, to be on the safe side. I mean, it's just not worth saving a few $100 to get the, in my opinion, to get the junior.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we see with folks, you know, if sometimes it really depends. You know, if there are elderly folks or they live in a condo setup, you know, and they only are ever really using one shower, then the TK Junior can make a lot of sense at $525 for folks. Most people, I would, you know, agree with you, go, you know, with a TK1, TK2, you know, sort of the two shower models, because they like to, even if they take one shower, they like to be able to use, you know, to do the wash at the same time. You know, U.S. folks, you know, we're used to being able to run whatever we want whenever we want it. And so that's, with a tankless water heater, sizing, it's really important. And so oversizing, it's, you know, is always a plus there in making sure that, you know, you don't get complaints from the better half.
Well, now that we've kind of went bass backwards here, people are maybe who are not familiar with this are wondering, well, what do you mean I can't run? You know, they're used to having, you know, 40, 50 gallons of hot water sitting in a big tank, and you could turn on, you know, 9 faucets in your house and have hot water for a limited amount of time.
For a limited amount of time. And the difference with a tankless is that it gives you unlimited hot water. You know, these units are used by the military, the, you know, Forest Service out in California, because they will give you unlimited hot water. What they will not do is more than they're designed for, which is why sizing is so important. Their advantages are they're going to save you 30% on their bill, on your bill. They're going to give you unlimited hot water. On your gas bill, excuse me. And on electric, you'll save about 15%. And they have a very small footprint. So, you know, for a lot of people, you can get a closet back, you know, or you can get storage space back in your garage, you know, and that's a huge benefit as well.
Yeah, when you calculate the amount of real estate, the cost of real estate in Santa Barbara and Vermont or, you know, anywhere, space, you know, is such a premium. And we've talked about it on this program before about furnaces. You know, that's a big thing. They're going in the attic. I mean, you have this giant furnace. And the water heater is the same way. You got a laundry room off your kitchen with a giant water heater in there. You put that up in the attic or just put it on the outside wall, and boom, you got a, you know, a huge pantry. You got huge space and huge real estate. So to clarify, and there's all kinds of rules where you can just hang it on the side of your house, got to be X number of feet away from a door or window, it can't be above the gas meter, etc. But let's talk about again about what people understand is that unlimited hot water, but not unlimited number of fixtures drawing off this hot water.
Correct. And that's the most important thing. And I give you, you know, a good example for folks is that, you know, a lot of times people are putting in these new jacuzzi soaking tubs. And so the analogy there, you know, if you have an 80-gallon soaking tub and you've got a 50-gallon water heater, you have a problem because you can't fill up that soaking tub. And more importantly, you can't do the laundry or do the dishes afterwards or wash yourself off with a soap scum when you're done. With a tankless water heater, the difference will be is it's going to fill that tub slower. You know, it's probably going to fill it at 5 to 6 gallons per minute instead of maybe 8 gallons per minute with your tank. The difference will be is it's going to be hot water the entire time. And then when you're done, if you want to do a load of laundry, you can do a load of laundry. If you want to run the dishwasher, you can do that. There's no recovery time with a tankless unit.
Zero recovery time. That's the word I was looking for. We're talking with HouseNeeds.com, Alec Newcomb, HouseNeeds.com. Just amazing. God, you know, you were saying something that made me think of something about the, let's see, was it about the recovery time? Well, you know what? It's a good time to take a break. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll do another segment.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sounds good.
Okay, HouseNeeds.com is the guest, Alec Newcomb. We've been talking about tankless water heaters. I'll try to remember what I was going to ask him. And then we'll come back. He's got some other ideas on... I'll tell you how far it's come here, Alec. In the MLS, the Multiple Listing Service, a little blurb for a house. They were advertising. Charming California cottage, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, refinished hardwood floors, and Takagi tankless water heater to save energy and space.
Mm-hmm.
That was right in the MLS remarks. You come mainstream. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290. It's coming up on 25 minutes to the hour.